Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty simple. You want to send me a text message. You text the word Mike and then your message to this number, 33103. So you get your smartphone out or your dumb phone. You type in the number 33103, and then you write Mike, and you type in the message to me. I read every single text message. So text the word Mike and your message to 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. If you want to download the podcast, if you want to stream us live, if you want to find an affiliate close to you and the time they air the program, you can do all of that and more by simply going to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. I got to talk about the Griner case. And I want to talk about it because there's so many facets to this story. So many intertwinings that it's kind of hard to keep up with. And a lot of people are using it for whatever political purpose they want to use it for. But she's now here. Women's National Basketball Association star, Brittany Griner, has gotten home from her stint in a Russian prison. Now, let's just think about some facts for a moment. She was arrested in Russia last February for drug possession and had only recently begun serving a 10-year prison sentence in a Russian jail. She had some CBD oil. She had some hash, weed. She had marijuana. She had something. And not only was that something in her luggage, but it was hidden in her luggage, which tells me that if it was truly hidden in her luggage, she knew she was committing a crime. In that respect, I really don't have any sympathy for her. Every single time as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security that I went to a foreign country, every time I went to Russia, or I went to anywhere in Western or Eastern Europe, I went anywhere in Southeast Asia, wherever I happened to go, before I left on that trip, one thing would happen. But two things would occur with this one thing, and that would be the CIA would come to me, and we would sit down, and I would receive a briefing about everything I needed to know about the current state of affairs in the country that I was traveling to. And Russia was one of those countries. I went to Russia numerous times. And every single time, the CIA would sit down, and we would sit in a SCIF, a Special Compartment Information Facility, a place where you can read top secret documents, and you can talk about top secret things. And this briefer from the CIA would tell me everything that's going on in Russia. They would tell me, you know, in terms of the itinerary because they would know my itinerary. These would be things that, you know, might happen or that I might see. And of course, I'd get debriefed when I got back to it. I'd have to tell them about things I saw or did. But these briefings were always fascinating because it was an insight into the relationship between our country and whatever country I was traveling to, even if it was an ally, even if I went to Great Britain, I got the same briefing. And every briefing concluded, or near the end of the briefing, I got this admonition. Don't break any of their laws. Do not put us in the position, meaning the U.S. government. Do not put the U.S. government in the position of having to somehow work to get your ass out of a foreign jail. I took that seriously. You know, if you want to know one of my fears, a phobia, because of when I was a baby lawyer, as a young lawyer, we would be court appointed to defend criminals. Wouldn't have any choice about it. Local judge would call you and say, all right, Brown, you've got this murder case, or you got this rape case, or you got this, you know, DUI case, or whatever. And you had to take it. And so there were times when I had to go to a county jail, and it was just like, oh, my God, do not ever do anything where you end up in a county jail or, for that matter, state penitentiary. That's just taking away my freedom that way, that's a phobia I truly have. So I took the CIA's admonition seriously. I didn't want to end up in a Russian jail, particularly as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. So I don't have much sympathy for her in that regard. And you may say that's harsh, but you can't tell me that somebody on behalf of the WNBA didn't tell her and tell the entire team, or for that matter, the USA soccer team, or, you know, the Denver Broncos or whomever's, you know, playing in a foreign country somewhere, that they don't get admonished by the NFL or the WNBA or FIFA or anybody else that when you go to a foreign country, you adhere to their laws. So she's caught with empty vapes, CBD or hashish or whatever in her luggage. And here's the deal. Russia has zero tolerance for drug use. This is a communist country, and they have zero tolerance for it. And she was aware of these laws, but she brought that stuff to Russia anyway. And I'm telling you, once she was caught and put on trial, I'm not going to say that it was a fair trial, but I'll guarantee you this, Vladimir Putin probably made sure that she got the maximum sentence for her crimes because he knew that he could use her for leverage later on. That's why, as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, do you think I was going to put myself in that position? No. So I have no sympathy for her. So then last August, rumors began to kind of fly around that Biden and his team were trying to make a prisoner exchange for her. But Russia was demanding a very uneven swap. Moscow wanted Viktor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The actions of Viktor Bout have directly led to the rape and torture of innocent people. The actions of Viktor Bout have directly led to the empowerment of America's enemies, such as the Taliban, and the arming of dangerous despots all over the world. This guy is an international arms dealer. So Americans made their thoughts known that this exchange was a very bad one. And everybody's talking about how it makes us look weak. And then talks seemed to kind of die down. And Greiner cooled her heels, sitting in a Russian cell, probably very, very uncomfortable. Now, part of this was due to the political isolation of Russia because of the invasion of Ukraine. No other public moves were made until news of the release hit the headlines Friday morning. It was like, boom, Thursday or Friday. I was on air. And I happened to look up, and I saw it on one of the TV monitors in my studio. And it was a one-for-one exchange. Brittany Griner for Bout. So Viktor Bout and Griner, a one-on-one exchange. So here's essentially what's going on. The United States is supporting the Ukrainian victims of Putin's war of aggression. Now, I don't care, and it doesn't make any difference what you think about the war in Ukraine. With this deal, what we are now doing is we are supporting the victims in Ukraine of Putin's war. yet we are willing to return him, Victor Boot, to the man who will go right back to inflicting horrible pain and chaos. And Putin will use him. Putin needs arms. It seems very contrary to U.S. interests. But then, we've got this factor. She checks the right identity boxes. I said early in the program, I hate the box. Because I believe in a meritocracy. And I think that people should rise and fall on their knowledge, their skills, and their abilities. Meanwhile, Paul Whelan, a white male American former Marine, is still sitting in a Russian prison cell since 2018. Now, of course he's going to be upset, and of course he's going to be disappointed. His brother, on the other hand, was extremely gracious.
Well, it comes down to this. Brittany Griner is home, and a lot of Americans are very happy about that. But Paul Whelan is not home. And 4 years in a Russian prison, no sign that that will change anytime soon. And certainly my next guest's not happy about that. David Whelan joins us right now. He is the brother of Marine Paul Whelan, kind enough to join us. David, it's very good to have you, and I know these are trying circumstances. I know you had publicly said yourself, as did your brother, you're very happy to hear the news on Brittany Griner, but has it pushed your brother further back?
Not at all. And I think all Americans should be happy that Brittany Griner is home. There should really never be anybody who is opposed to an American being freed from wrongful detention. Paul's case and Brittany's case and the cases of the other 50 or so Americans who are being wrongfully detained around the world are all individual cases, and they all progress at their own paces. So Paul's case wasn't in front of or behind Brittany's case. It was beside. And the U.S. government did the best thing it could do to bring an American home. They were trying to get Paul home, and we really wanted them to, and we're disappointed that they weren't able to. But I know that they're continuing to work on it, and I'm confident they'll be successful.
That's incredibly magnanimous of him to say that. And you can't help but agree with him. We have an American home. But there's more to the story. Now, Insider is kind of a leftist propaganda outlet that loves to put the spin in high gear in the wake of the really, this, I think, appalling trade. It's, again, it's difficult when you think about these are two human beings. One, an American citizen. Another, an international arms dealer that's going to go about and has led to the killing of thousands of people in Africa and other countries and other continents around the world. Brittany Griner really hasn't done anything. In fact, I could be a smartass and say she really hasn't done anything because she's on the WNBA, and you compare that to the NBA stats and the viewership and everything else. It's apples and oranges. But that's not the point. The Biden regime essentially admits that she was freed rather than Paul Whelan because she is a favored lesbian of color. Now, that's a harsh thing to say. But the message was delivered by somebody else who owes her good fortune and who owes her position to checking those same identity boxes. Karine Jean-Pierre, as I call her, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. She had this to say.
On a personal note, Brittany is more than an athlete, more than an Olympian. She is an important role model and inspiration to millions of Americans, particularly the LGBTQI plus Americans and women of color. She should never have been detained by Russia.
Why? But that's not the point. The point is at the very beginning. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House press secretary, speaking directly from the podium in the Brady briefing room in the West Wing of the White House. That's where you officially and on behalf of the administration say what the administration's policy is, what their positions are, what their meetings are about, what their itineraries, what their schedules are. It is business. All business. The only time that you should divert from official business is if you want to, say, wish a member of the press corps happy birthday, or you want to say thank you on behalf of, you know, maybe it was your birthday and the White House press corps got you a birthday gift. So you want to say, I want to personally thank all of you for the, you know, for the kind gift or whatever. Otherwise, it's business. But she inserted herself into this story. Listen carefully.
On a personal note, Brittany.
On a personal note. And then she goes on to describe everything about how Brittany fits the boxes.
She is more than an athlete, more than an Olympian. She is an important role model and inspiration to millions of Americans, particularly the LGBTQI plus Americans and women of color.
That's why, on a personal note, official priorities were echoed by one of the most powerful rulers in America, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, who said essentially the same thing. I'll tell you what she said right after this. Don't go away.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive has teamed up with KCNR and are giving you a chance to win a gift certificate for dinner for four valued at $150 at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for the Jingle Bears.
Jingle Bears, Jingle Bears, Jingle all the way.
Then call 530-605-4566 for your chance to qualify. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 23rd with Carl and Linda Bott at 8.05 a.m. during Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And go to michaelsaysgohere.com to get the podcast and follow me on social media. We're talking about the Whitney Griner exchange. But here's a point that most people either gloss over or don't know about. According to an NBC News report early, it was Thursday morning, I kept completing my days. It was Thursday morning. According to an NBC report, quote, the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan or none. Well, that's not what the White House, that's not what Biden, that's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that's not what CNN said. They said that Whelan, the U.S. Marine who actually loves America, was never an option. Only the woke WNBA player was made an option, according to the White House. So what happened? Well, again, listen closely to what NBC said. Quote, the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan or none. And then short time after that, NBC News went and very stealthily edited their article to agree with what the White House position was, changing the line to say, the Kremlin ultimately gave the White House the choice of either Griner or no one after different options were proposed. So you see, it was only after NBC was caught stealth editing that they added a note hours later about the edit, writing that, quote, an earlier version of this article misstated the choice the Biden administration was given over hostages. It was to swap, Victor Boot was not a hostage. He was a federal prisoner, duly convicted in this country. But I digress. It was only after NBC was caught doing the stealth edit that they had to say, oh, yeah, it was to swap for Griner for no one and not a choice between Griner or Whelan. That's not an explanation. It's just them saying, hey, we changed it. Makes you wonder what really is the truth. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this year's Season of Hope is U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. Maggie was 26 years old when she deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. Just a few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Now, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family in time for the holidays. Smart homes like Maggie's ease the financial burdens America's veterans face and make the day-to-day movements of their lives easier. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season and all year round. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate you downloading the podcast. I appreciate the text messages. Appreciate the follows on social media. I appreciate all of it. So if you want to send me a text message, text the word Mike in your message to 33103. And if you do want to follow me on social media or download the podcast, do anything about find out anything about the program, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So I want to kind of put a bow on this Griner exchange, a basketball player for international arms deal. Because everybody wants to just make that comparison. Griner and Boot, Victor Boot, who's the arms dealer. And everybody wants to focus on Whitney Griner's identity politics. She's black and she's lesbian. She wrote in a tweet or somewhere that she, even though she comes from a military family, I think her father or somebody was a cop or something, that she doesn't believe in the national anthem, and so she would refuse to go out on the floor or something. I don't think she's a kneeler. I don't think she is one of these. I just think she's one that just stayed back in the wings while the national anthem was being played, which, quite frankly, even though I object to that, it's her right. But everybody's missing the point about this. It's because, once again, the cabal won't give you the full story. So she violated Russian law in Russia, and as harsh as this sounds, she deserves Russian punishment. Let me ask you a really simple question. I want you to think about whether it be a coworker, somebody in your neighborhood, somebody in your church or your synagogue, or, I mean, anywhere, the most nondescript, quiet, church mouse, wallflower, whatever description you want to use, individual, male or female, I don't care. And I want you to imagine that person, unbeknownst to you, goes to a foreign country, and I don't care whether it's Russia, Germany, Singapore, ooh, that'd be bad, Singapore. He goes to any country like that, and you didn't know that that person was illegally carrying drugs. Now, in Griner's case, some of you on the text message have said that CBD doesn't contain any THC. That's correct. But in addition to those things, she had two things that made her a drug violator in Russia. Hashish and paraphernalia, both of which, whether we agree with those laws or not, and I happen to not agree with those laws, but those are Russia's laws. Both of those items are illegal in Russia. So this little nondescript person that I want you to think about for a moment, that you don't realize is using marijuana or, I don't care, cocaine or anything else, goes to Russia, and they end up getting caught at the airport, put on trial, convicted, and thrown to a Russian jail. Do you think that person, the one that you're thinking about right now, do you think they're going to get the international media attention that Brittany Griner is getting? No, of course not. Of course not. And the reason for that is the person that you and I are thinking about is not a WNBA, as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tried to say, an icon. Is not an icon. It may not be gay or lesbian, and certainly may just be a white guy or a white girl, not black, or a person of color. So the cabal, the media, treats it differently. What if I told you about another person that was arrested for drugs that's still in a prison in Russia? Have you ever heard the name Mark Fogel? Mark Fogel, who, like Griner, was arrested for drugs. But unlike Griner, he was not indulging in drugs out of degeneracy or arrogance or just, you know, true just drug or substance abuse like Griner was. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that smoking a weed of marijuana, I don't think that that is necessarily drug abuse, although it could be turned into drug abuse, just like, you know, having a really nice glass of Pinot Noir at dinner tonight does not make me an alcoholic. But nonetheless, my point is, she was taking an illegal substance into Russia knowingly because she hid it. Mark Fogle, was also arrested for drugs. But he was using drugs because he had been prescribed medical marijuana for severe chronic spinal pain. He's still in prison. He's 61 years old. And the last we know about him, he is in a hard labor colony. And my guess is, because he was using medical marijuana for chronic spinal pain, do you think the Russians are giving him his pain meds? Or any pain meds at all? Or is this 61-year-old man suffering in agony in a hard labor colony while Brittany Griner is, or has, stepped off a plane on a tarmac on American soil and is now celebrated? This kind of stuff just pisses me off to no end. This is what happens when you play identity politics. Now, both Paul Whelan, the former Marine, and Mark Fogle, the guy I just described you about, have been in Russian custody longer than Griner was. And both are vastly more, in my opinion, deserving of assistance. Biden threw away his only notable bargaining chip to get Griner. You know, a lot of experts, so-called experts, one by the name of Danny Gilbert. Danny Gilbert, a woman, is an expert on hostage taking and recovery. She's a fellow, a Rosenwald fellow in U.S. foreign policy at Dartmouth College, in particular at the John Sloan Dickey Center for International Understanding. She told a news group that before Griner's release, that her research suggests that, quote, how someone came to be in need of assistance affects whether or not the public thinks that person should receive assistance. She calls this phenomenon the deservingness heuristic. I guess that's why experts make big bucks, because they make the obvious seem much more complicated than it really is. So here's Griner, who violated Russian law and deserves, whether we like it or not, deserves to be punished according to Russian law. Because these others are. Are we going to, for example, Mark Fogle knowingly took medical marijuana, which he thought, you know, hey, that's medical marijuana, so it must be okay. You know, it's like, I got a prescription. It's like me taking a prescription for, I don't know, some painkiller, Oxycontin. So I've got a prescription for Oxycontin because I got horrible pain of some sort. So I fly into Russia. Now, I don't know whether Oxycontin is illegal in Russia or not, but just because I have a prescription doesn't necessarily make it legal in another country. You know, that's just as a sidebar. That's one reason why they always tell you when you're traveling to a foreign country, for that matter, traveling anywhere, you know, don't do what I tend to do, which is take all of my meds that I need. I just dump them into one bottle because I know what the pills are. No, I keep every single one. Or you should keep every single one in the bottle with the script on it, so there's no question, or at least there's a presumption that what's in that bottle is what the script says. So go back to Mark Fogle. He has a prescription for medical marijuana for chronic spinal pain, 61 years old, and he's in the hard labor camp and probably not getting pain meds. So let's go back to the expert, who talks about deservingness heuristic. Who's more deserving? Come on. I'm forcing you. I want to force you to make a value judgment here. Who's more deserving? Mark Fogle, the guy who has a medical marijuana license and a prescription for medical marijuana for severe spinal pain. Paul Whelan, a former United States Marine, who's on bogus charges of spying. Or Griner, a WNBA player who knew what she was doing, and I know that I'm editorializing here, who knew what she was doing and took a banned substance, hid it in her luggage so as to conceal it. Who's more deserving? Let's play this deservingness heuristic that Danny Gilbert, this expert at Dartmouth College, says that we ought to take into consideration. So let's play the game. Who do you think is more deserving? You know, let's play this game online. Text the word Mike and your answer to 33103. Is it Whelan? Is it Fogle? Or is it Griner? Then, while you're thinking about that, let's talk about the most dangerous. The DEA describes Victor Boot as one of the most dangerous people on the planet. So that's the game we're playing. Who's most deserving? Griner, Fogle, or Whelan, in exchange for who the DEA calls one of the most dangerous people on the planet? Now, if you don't want to send me the answer yet, that's fine, because when we get back, we're going to go to the New York Times, because I want you to hear how the New York Times, not exactly a bastion of conservative journalism, what they had to say about Victor Boot. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text your answer to Mike, 33103, who you think's most deserving, Fogle, Whelan, or Griner, and tell me why. Let's play this expert's game of, what did she call it? I keep forgetting the name of it because it's so stupid. Deservingness heuristics. Got it? Let's play that game. I'll be right back.
There's a clear path to $2,000 for gold and $25 for silver, according to Bank of America. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. Bank of America states the growth will continue throughout 2023. They see gold prices remaining elevated with an average price of $2,086 an ounce. Well, it looks like they're right. And it's time to open a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. At the beginning of December, gold crossed $1,800 and is still going. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tangible assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. Crypto keeps on tanking. Stocks are too volatile. Gold is steady. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move towards a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown this weekend. Whenever you listen to the program, podcast, live, delayed, however, I appreciate you tuning in. And remember, you can always send me a text message regardless when you're listening. Just text the word Mike in your message to 33103, because I read all the messages. And your messages are very helpful, even when they're critical, very helpful messages. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you spending some of your weekend with me. Hope you find it informative. I hope you find it entertaining. And you know, all you can always email me to michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. So stay in touch. Gubernator Brady 103 texted and said, Mike, let's ask Brittany what she thinks. I think she should be last. And 7803 said, Mike, Fogle and Whelan, Griner should have to serve her sentence. So let's think about, you know, the game of this idea of deservingness heuristics, according to this expert at Dartmouth College. But if we're going to play the game of deservingness, you can't take out of the equation who you're giving up in exchange for the person, regardless of whether it's Fogle or Whelan or Griner, regardless of who it is. You have to take into consideration who it is that you are exchanging. Victor Boot was once a Soviet military officer and translator. But most Western governments, this is according to the New York Times, most Western governments and human rights groups say that in the 1990s and 2000s, he was one of the world's leading weapons dealers, defying international sanctions to sell to factions in many conflicts, particularly in Africa. Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage, a 2005 film, was based largely on him. Do you recall in Africa, and I, off the top of my head, I can't think of the country, but this African country, where because of these revolutions among these despots trying to gain control, they turn these young boys into killing machines. There was a movie about that, too. Can't think of it. Literally killing machines. 10, 12, 13-year-old boys. The AK-47s and the other automatic weapons that those kids used were provided by Victor Boot. In March of 2008, U.S. agents arrested Mr. Boot in a sting operation in Bangkok. How did they get him? By posing as Colombian guerrillas who wanted to buy weapons, including anti-aircraft missiles. You see, this guy just didn't deal in automatic weapons. He dealt in anti-aircraft missiles. And he was going to, and that the Colombian guerrillas wanted to use these to kill American pilots. Now, Russia objected, but Thailand ultimately agreed to extradite him to the United States for trial. And in 2011, he was convicted in New York of conspiring to kill American citizens. conspiring to provide support to a foreign terrorist organization, and conspiring to acquire and export illegal weapons, sentenced to 25 years in federal prison. Now, let's play the game. Those are the characters. You've got that guy. You got that guy, Victor Boot, the merchant of death, willing to sell anti-aircraft missiles, giving automatic weapons to 10 and 12-year-olds to support a revolution in Africa, killing machines. And he's convicted of a conspiracy to kill American citizens. And that's who you're going to give up for a dumbass that knowingly takes hashish into a foreign country? Or Paul Whelan, a former Marine in Russia on business, convicted of spying? Or Mark Fogel, who took prescribed medical marijuana for chronic spinal pain and is now 61 years old and in a hard labor camp, probably without any sort of pain meds? How's the game going for you? That's what the Biden administration was doing. They were playing a game. And the game they chose, you know, in war games, where the computer says that the only way to win is to not play the game? Perhaps here, the only way to win is to not play the game. None of those three people in prison, even though I know what I would do, Whelan would come out first. He served his country as a former Marine. I'd bring him out first. Mark Fogel, who had what he thought was a legal substance, medical marijuana, I'd bring him out second. And Griner, she'd be last on my list. Not for any other reason than the fact that she knowingly took a prohibited substance into Russia and did so by trying to conceal and hide it from the inspectors at customs at the airport. Yeah, she'd be my last choice. Has nothing to do with her skin color, has nothing to do with her WNBA status, has nothing to do with her sexual preferences. But if we're going to play this game of deservingness, she's last on the list. Absolutely. Hey, you can still text your answer to Mike at 33103. Again, thanks for tuning in to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.